verses 15 to 23. I have heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love toward all the saints, and for this reason I do not cease to give you thanks for you as I remember you in my prayers. And I pray that the Lord, the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give you a spirit of wisdom and revelation as you come to know him, so that with your eyes of your heart enlightened, you may know what is the hope to which you have been called, what are the riches of his glorious inheritance among the saints, and what is the immeasurable greatness of his power for us who believe, according to the working of the great power. God put this power to work in Christ when he raised from the dead and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly places, far above all rule and authority and power and dominion, and above every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the age to come. And he has put all things under his feet and has made him the head of over all things in the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. This ends the reading and the hearing of God's holy word.